Hey, I'm Dali Remchuk, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Crew on BTIHockey.com and the Win Column Sports Network. As far as off-season editions go, you'd be hard-pressed to find one with more news than we've gotten from the Crusaders over the last couple of weeks, so let's get you caught up on that. I didn't talk in depth about it very much last week on ITC. The Crusaders traded Cam McCoin and Kyle Fulton to the Lloydminster Bobcats as part of the Zach Kaiser Reed Irwin trade that was made at the trade deadline. This doesn't come as a massive surprise to me. I think we knew that there was eventually going to be something going back to Lloydminster in that deal, and it was probably going to be substantial. A pair of pretty young roster players in Cam McCoin and Kyle Fulton, two guys that never really got into the lineup on a regular basis. Fulton was maybe in there on a maybe more often, but still, these are two guys who were, I don't want this to sound too negative, but they were kind of fringe Crusaders in their time here. As Kyle Chase said, you got to get good players, you have to give up good players. And I think that's kind of what this was for the Crusaders. You had a couple of extra young, good pieces in your organization, and you sacrificed them in order to make a run last year. And I think when you look at what Zach Kaiser and Reed Irwin brought to the lineup down the stretch and in the playoff run, I really don't think you can argue with it. Like, Zach Kaiser was one of their best players in the playoffs. He scored a lot of big goals. Reed Irwin scored a big one against Fort McMurray as well. So I think that you chalk that up as a good move. It sucks that in hindsight now, when you maybe didn't get to the AJHL finals, you didn't win a championship, that you have to give up pieces of your future. But you got to remember the run you went on, and I think that was a good calculated risk by Kyle Chase. The other move they made affects the team for next season. Well, the other two moves they made. The first one is that they acquired defenseman Max Wutzke from the Chilliwack Chiefs in exchange for, once again, future considerations. Kyle Chase putting out a statement saying they're excited to bring Max into the organization. Described him as a shutdown defenseman who possesses great skating abilities. I looked at his Elite Prospects page. He doesn't put up a lot of offense, so that definitely lines up well with what I was seeing. He was injured for the majority of last season. He sat out 9 months of the BCHL year. He missed 9 months of training and playing, missed most of the BCHL season. Kyle Chase saying that when he returned to the lineup, he was one of the best defensemen in Chilliwack. He's fully recovered. No more concerns about the injuries. I think this is a guy, when you have Mike Benning back there, you have Michael Bentz back there, you maybe have some guys who can be leaned on to produce a little offense. Having a good veteran 20-year-old like Wutzke in there, a left shot, he's from Calgary, so he's an Alberta boy as well, returning to the province. I think he'll just kind of stabilize things, calm them down. You lost Tyler Jetty, you lost Reed Irwin, so you need those guys who can just skate, 8 minutes, and shut down the opposition's best players, and I think that's what Max is going to bring to the Crusaders. The other move they made was with a division rival. Jared White is a newly acquired Crusaders forward. The 20-year-old has appeared in 134 games in the AJHL, all of them with the Fort McMurray Oil Barons, 25 goals, 34 assists, 59 points in his career. The thing I like about him, every year in the league, his offense has gotten a bit better. He had a 0.31 points per game in his rookie year. It jumped to 0.33 in his second year, and then really hopped up to 0.61 in his 19-year-old season. So he's really been on a good, he's had a good trajectory of development. I'm expecting this year he might be somewhere around the 50-point range, honestly, if he stays healthy. 50 to 55 points, depends where he's slated in the lineup. But he's a guy I think could really jive with some of the Crusaders' skilled players. He also has some good playoff experience. Obviously, we saw him this past season with the Crusaders and Mob going up against each other. But in 34 career playoff games, he has 12 goals, 7 assists, and 19 points. So I think that playoff experience is important to bring into the organization as well. So a couple of really good veteran adds, one up front, one on the back end. Guys who, once again, are going to help with that young core that's coming up. We talk about Savoy, we talk about Benning, but we also need to talk about guys like Ty Mueller as well, who I'm expecting to be on this team. Let's get to our interview portion of Inside the Crew. And this week we're welcoming in Jared White, one of the newly acquired Crusaders forwards. Jared, thank you for giving me some time. Excited to have you in the organization. You spent your entire career with the Mob. Just kind of your first thoughts when you found out about the trade.
I don't know. It was a little bit surprising, I guess. You know, we spent so long in one area with one organization, and you know, the change itself is surprising, but at the same time, a lot of excitement, especially surrounding, you know, this team is, you know, one of the better ones in the AJ right now, and I'd be really excited to join the squad this year. So,
you'd never been traded before, and like you said, you spent 3 years up in Fort McMurray, so was it kind of almost a bit of a bittersweet moment? Like, what's that experience like being told that you're being shipped off to another city, especially, like you said, after having spent so long up in Fort Mac?
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's a bittersweet, but it was definitely you know, I think my time up there was great. I really enjoyed it up there, but at the same time, you know, I felt like I'd maybe accomplished all I could accomplish up there, and you know, maybe it was time to move on, try my luck somewhere else. So in that sense, you know, it's nice to get a new kind of lease on hockey and get a new another shot somewhere else. You know, a team that's looking to build for the future, build for now, I guess, win now. So in that sense, it's definitely it's a lot of excitement joining a new team, but at the same time, it's tough to leave a place where you've played your whole career. So
a lot of excitement joining a good young team, like you said, but you're an Edmonton guy, so this is maybe a bit of a homecoming sort of. Is the opportunity, I mean, your family, your friends, they can head out and watch you. I mean, it's like a 30-minute drive from the middle of Edmonton. Is that kind of a bit of a cherry on top for you?
Yeah, no, it'll definitely be nice, you know, see parents in the stands a little more often here, and the old 4.5-hour drive, I didn't make that trip very often. So, but no, it'll be fun to play in front of family and friends here in Sherwood Park, and yeah, that's definitely exciting. It's a little bit different moving out so young. You know, I kind of wanted that experience of playing away from home, and now I get to come back and play in front of family and friends and my career, so it'll be good.
You, the Mob and the Crusaders, had a pretty intense playoff battle this last season in the run. I've talked to a few NHL players before, and they always say, like, you know, when you get traded to a team where there is that rivalry, or when a guy comes in, sometimes it's a little bit awkward. Do you expect anything like that, or do you kind of think that, especially in the AJHL, when there is so much player movement, that guys kind of understand how things work when you are on opposite sides?
Yeah, I think, especially with me knowing a bunch of guys, Zaps, Arge, and Zafir, Franzak, you know, all those guys are Southside guys, so we've known each other for a couple of years here. So, I mean, they've always kind of known how I play, and I know how they play. So coming to the playoffs, you know, it's kind of, I mean, we all know each other. We'll be friends off the ice or whatever, but during the series, you got to do what you got to do kind of thing. So, but no, coming in, you know, it's been great. And, yeah, like you said, it's not like it's there's so much movement that you have to be ready for anything and be prepared to, you know, you got new teammates now, so you just kind of go about your business and keep moving on.
You touched on this a little bit earlier, but from an opposition perspective, what kind of are your thoughts on the team and organization you're joining here in Sherwood Park?
Super exciting team. You know, young last year, still, you know, won the North, so a lot of pieces to build on here, and I'm just hoping I can come in and add to that. And, you know, offensively, just probably one of the most potent teams in the league for sure. And so it just, they're all, you know, it's a tough barn to play in too. And I know coming down to Sherwood Park, I never liked playing in the barn, especially in the visitor room there. But so it'll be different to be on the other side of it for sure, but exciting.
I was looking over your stat sheet. Your points per game has increased every year in the league. You went from 0.31 to 0.33 to 0.61 this next year. You can be an offensive guy, and now you're joining a team that has a high-end offensive group of players. So is it fair to expect that maybe you'll see your numbers jump up again significantly this year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, a big thing for me is, you know, my first couple of years is kind of in down the lineup, a lot of injuries. And so I just tried building on it this year, and second half of the year was really good for me. So I just kind of tried to keep taking that into the offseason here and keep working hard and try to bring it over to this team where I think there's a lot of opportunity to put up points. At the end of the day, we want to make sure the team's winning. So if I can put up as many points as I can, and if we can win every game, then that'd be perfect for me. So,
for those who maybe haven't seen you play yet, give us a bit of a scouting report on yourself. How do you describe your style of play?
I guess power forward. I don't know if they have very many of those anymore, but you know, I'm not the quickest guy out there, but definitely physical, pretty good offensive touch, you know, when I get the chances, and, you know, a pretty smart player, I like to think, and good in the D zone, good on the PK. So kind of just, I try to make sure my game all around is pretty good.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. The NHL draft is coming up, and you always hear, they talk about player comparables. You know, when someone's coming into the league, they go, oh, he plays a similar style to this guy or this guy. And I love asking junior players this because I always find you guys are watching a lot of NHL hockey. But is there a player in the NHL who you look at and go, that's kind of someone I try to model my game after? That's someone I think I play a similar style to?
I don't know. I guess right now it's kind of like Brad Marchand. You know, I like the way he plays. He can be a little bit under people's skin sometimes. And, you know, I don't know, he's physical. He's not a very big guy. So I really like the way he plays. Obviously, I don't think I'm as offensively skilled as that guy, but, you know, maybe one day I'd get there when I'm about 40 years old, but whatever.
Well, we're really excited to have you in the organization. For you in the summer, I mean, obviously you train hard, you're skating, you're in the gym and all that, but what do you kind of like to do to get away from hockey and get away from that stuff?
Just, you know, I got a lot of buddies in town here, so I hang out with them, and I don't know, I kind of play, my only other sport I play is ball hockey, so it's kind of hockey year-round for me, but, you know, on the weekends, maybe go to the lake and just kind of relax, try to take some time off, and recover a little bit. So,
little hockey obsessed. That's a good quality to have. Thanks for your time today, Jarrett. Look forward to seeing you around the rink.
Hey, thanks, Tyler.
A big thanks to Jared White for giving me a few minutes today. I didn't touch on this before, but Jared White is brought in as part of the deal that sent Brandon Stafford up to Fort McMurray last year. So he wasn't acquired for future considerations. He was the future consideration in that deal that sent Brandon Stafford up north to Fort Mac. Really well-spoken young individual there. I like he kind of talked about how his first couple of years, he was in and out of the lineup, battling injuries. And then last year, when he finally got comfortable in the second half, that's when he really started to take some strides forward. So there is that little bit of confidence in him, I think, heading into next season. The fresh start with the new team should be a spark as well. We talked to Ty Reedman last week on Inside the Crew, and he talked about just how big confidence is for these junior-aged players, and I have to agree with him. So I believe Jared White will be coming in here with a lot of confidence. And that fresh start, like I said, it should be something that sparks him. Really excited to see what he can do with this Crusaders offense. That's going to do it for me this week on Inside the Crew. We'll be back next week. Looking forward to potentially chatting with Max Wutzke over the next month or so as well, getting all those new Crusaders recruits on the show on top of that. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Tyler Yaremchuk. This has been Inside the Crew on BTI Hockey and the Wind Column Sports Network. I will talk to you next week.